Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skyler Fleming. Today we're going to be talking about how money plays a large role in marriages and relationships. There's a lot of things to consider, like budgeting, spending, investing, retirement, goals, plans, travel plans. What do you want to do long term? What do you want to do when you get older? How do you save up for things? And much, 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 much more. I'm excited to get into today's episode because it's going to be a fun one to talk through. Also, be sure to check out my website for new blog posts for each episode. SkylarFleming.com/blog is where you can find all the new episodes. But the money talking points for today's episode are: how can we have regular, healthy conversations about money? 2, if our financial goals don't align, how can we compromise? And 3, why it is important that we work together with money in our marriage. With that in mind, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skyler Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skyler Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. All right, defining today's episode. Well, guess what? Money and marriage, they go hand in hand. You have to talk about money or deal with money to some extent if you're married to someone. If you're in a long-term committed relationship, money is going to come up, whether you're doing money together or not. It might come up that you need to figure out how you're going to split the bills, how you're going to split paying for everything, how you're going to pay for things together, how you're going to save up for things together. No matter what, in a relationship, money is going to come up. There's no way to avoid the topic. So guess what? We need to talk about it more. That's how we get better with money. That's the ultimate definition to today's episode, is how we need to talk about money more. And honestly, that's the definition to this whole podcast. We need to talk about money more, and especially in marriages. We need to make sure we're regularly talking about it so that we're having healthy, honest, and open conversations, because there's no way to avoid money and talking about money in a marriage. If you try, it's only going to make it harder and make it worse. But how does money impact a marriage? Well, that's going to be our first topic. Let's get right into it. While talking about money can really, in my opinion, only lead to good things. Sure, there can be hard conversations around money, or someone can use money, I guess, to manipulate someone else, which isn't right. But honest and open money conversations are going to lead to good things. They're going to lead towards you progressing towards your goals faster. And guess what? It's going to be rough in the beginning, but good conversations are worth it. You're going to find yourself at a point where you're having really healthy money conversations, where you're realizing things about your spending patterns, about your financial habits together, and it's going to be really awesome because it can help you grow your wealth even faster. Guess what? Two incomes are greater than one. If you have two incomes, if you still have one income, then it's especially important to be aligned when it comes to your personal finances, because it's often that the stay-at-home dad or stay-at-home mom can feel maybe like they're not pulling their weight when they are, or there can be kind of this like iron fist ruling method because you're the one who makes the money. Whoever that might be, you have to be aligned, especially when there's only one income. If there's two income, it's even easier to reach your goals, but not if you're not talking about money, because imagine that one person makes more money than the other. I'm going to use Rebecca and I as an example. Rebecca's future career as a PA has a much higher earning potential than mine does, or that anything I really want to chase after will. So it's going to be very likely that Rebecca makes a lot more money than me, and that's completely okay. That's okay because we have good, healthy money conversations. And those money conversations started out early, which helps us ultimately down the road be able to navigate tricky financial situations together. Because right now, I'm making all the money while Rebecca's in school. Could that be seen as, oh, I'm the one who's making all the money, why are you spending any money? Yes, like there's the opportunity for people to manipulate each other with money. But if you're on a healthy, open ground where you can talk about money freely, it makes it a whole lot easier. And guess what? If you're using money as some sort of a manipulation tool or you're not talking about it, it can be really damaging and hard, especially if you're on different money paths. Because let's continue to use Rebecca and I as an example. Right now, I'm the only one working because Rebecca's in school, but she's in school to make a lot more money than I'll ever make. And if we were only thinking about our own money, to me right now, I have a ton of money to spend because I don't have a whole lot of bills. Rebecca's always busy. We're not doing a whole lot. We're not spending money on a whole lot of things. So I have a bunch of money. She can figure it out. She can take out her student loans to make sure she's paying for school. But if in 8 years, Rebecca is working hard as a PA and she's the one making all the money and she's on a different money path, then maybe she's buying herself a really fancy car or something like that that doesn't align with our money goals together. So you can see how if you're on different money paths and you're not talking about it regularly, there can be a lot of points of contention that get reached. And those can be really hard to go through, especially if you're not used to talking about money. Because like I said in the beginning, money is always going to find a conversation point in a marriage or in a long-term relationship. So how do you actually implement talking about money more? How do you actually fix these problems that not talking about money can spur? Let's talk about that next. So how do you actually figure out how to talk about money in a relationship? This is the nuts and bolts of how you actually do this. The first point that I want to touch on is set a regular date to talk about money. For Rebecca and I, we talk about money often, probably more than we need to, but it's definitely less than we used to because we're talking about money enough that we're on the same page. But how do you get started with that regular date about money? Well, find a date. For Rebecca and I, it's the last Sunday of every single month. That's when we have our budget meetings, which I have a podcast episode on about how to have a budget meeting with Rebecca. So be sure to go listen to her take as well on the importance of budget meetings. But it takes the pressure off of random conversations. Because if one person in a relationship is managing the money and a credit card bill comes in about the middle of the month and there's unexpected spending on there, those random conversations aren't going to be fun because that person might be heated in the moment because they're shocked or taken back that the other person would spend so much money. So set a plan, what you want to talk about, set a regular date on when you're going to talk about it. That way you can take the pressure off of maybe one person who's more likely to manage the money, but it's important for the other person to know what's going on with your money. So save financial conversations as well for this regular meeting. Rebecca and I write down on some sort of shared Google Doc, an agenda type document, what we want to talk about. And then if bigger topics come up throughout the month that don't really need to be solved in that moment, we write it down and we'll talk about it later. And that works great for us. So I highly recommend it. Be honest and open. There will probably be hard conversations. Those aren't always fun. They happen, but as you're talking about money more, like I've said, you're going to be able to navigate those easier. These conversations get much, much easier and more fun as you go because you're going to start seeing cool things work out in your favor when it comes to your sinking funds and saving for Christmas and not feeling like you're blowing your whole budget on gift giving. But you're going to be able to see some fun things happen with your money when you're on the same page and you're working together. It's very fun when you start seeing growth and success come from these conversations. Because like I've said, two people working together is more powerful than one, especially when it comes to managing all that we have to manage in our adult lives. So make sure you're talking about money. Again, how you actually implement this is set a regular date to talk about money, set a plan on what you want to talk about, write down financial conversations and save them for your regular meeting, be honest and open, and then have fun with it. Because it's going to be fun when you start to see things grow and start to see things work out. So I want to talk about the money talking points. I have some interesting comments on this, so let's talk about that next. So the first money talking point is, how can we have regular, healthy conversations about money? So the last topic just covered this, really. Set regular meetings, talk about things at that meeting instead of springing random conversations on each other. It's not fun for one person or the other to feel like they're being attacked by financial conversations, especially if it's some sort of criticism about someone's spending habits, if it's maybe thinking the other person's spending more than they should, if someone's buying something that maybe you feel like you should have talked about first. Springing these on the other person in a relationship isn't going to be fun. Have regular conversations before random conversations, but be open when something bothers you. If someone's saving too much money, let them know. Rebecca, let me know this one quickly. I wanted to just be shoveling money away into the bottomless pit that is a retirement account. And if someone's spending too much money, say something. You can be open without being hurtful. How do you navigate the spending too much? Because I think that one's harder than the saving too much conversation. the spending too much might just be a simple reminder of, hey, we've been working on this together and trying to set this budget together. And I feel like in this category, it's not being respected necessarily. How can we align our spending or increase our budget in that category and lessen it in other ways? Because maybe it's something that's really important to someone and they like spending money in that category, but you realize there's got to be other places where you're saving money in order to make that spending possible. Offer up alternatives that's more than just telling the person they can't spend that money. Offer alternatives to allow them to spend, but be realistic and open and honest that the money's got to come from somewhere. But let's talk about the next money talking point. What if our financial goals don't align? How can we compromise? How can we compromise? Well, you got to be willing to give both ways. It's not good to have it be a trade thing or you get this, I get that kind of compromise, but understand where each other's coming from and allow each other to give and take. Because for Rebecca and I, if there's something that I want to buy that's maybe a little more expensive, it can't be, okay, well, you get this $1,500 purchase, so now I get a $1,500 purchase, because ultimately that leads down a road where you're just all spending too much money. But it's got to be a compromise of saying, hey, I think this item could benefit me, and here's how it could benefit me. Maybe lay out a plan. Honestly, I've prepared presentations for Rebecca to show her some of my different ideas and things like that and how it could help us and how it may be something that's necessary. And that helps paint the picture clearly for her. She appreciates it because I'm showing her what I actually want to do instead of trying to just spring a random rambling conversation on her. I'm prepared, I'm showing her what I want to show her, and I'm there to answer questions and have a good, healthy conversation instead of just one where I'm throwing all these random numbers about all this random investing knowledge that I randomly have, that I randomly want to bring up suddenly and overwhelm her with. That's not a good thing. So be willing to show each other how it'll benefit, how it'll work, how it's going to help, and be willing to compromise. If the person says, I don't think we should be maxing out our IRA right now, well, ask them why. Be like, why do you think that? Why would that be something that we can't do right now? And if they say, well, we're needing to save money for PA school because PA school loans are going to be a thing. We're not going to be able to avoid them. And I don't think it's possible for us to do both things when it comes to hyper saving into a college account, into a college savings fund, and maxing out our IRA. I don't think we can do both at the same time and still live a comfortable life. And then I'm telling you a real example that happened between Rebecca and I. Her saying that allowed me to realize, oh yeah, that's not possible. I got so fixated on the IRA because that was closer to home than me than paying for college, whereas paying for college was closer to home for Rebecca because she is the one going to college. So you got to be willing to give both ways. You got to look at both sides of the story, but don't just randomly spring these conversations on each other. It's not going to be helpful. But the third money talking point is, why is it important that we work together with money in our marriage? Well, it's the only way to be financially prosperous together. If we're financially separate and become successful with separate money, it can lead to a huge divide of unfairness in the relationship. Imagine the feeling if your partner is supporting your life financially. That can be hard. And that feeling can come when you're not unified. Because like I said earlier, Rebecca's likely going to make more money than I ever will in my life, in our careers and stuff like that. But since we're united together, we both know that that's our money. And I won't feel like I'm being supported, that I'm some sort of a dependent on Rebecca, because that can be hard. When you're unified with money, it makes financial disparities in income much easier to take care of and work together with, because we're going to be able to do some awesome things with the income that comes from being a medical provider. And I won't have to feel like I'm being supported financially, because there'll be time periods where I'm making money or not, and we figure things out because we're working together. It'll make it a whole lot easier. But I want to wrap up this episode. But again, be sure to check out the blog at skylarfleming.com/blog. But let's wrap up all of this next. All right, quick and simple wrap up today. Guess what? It's essential to talk about money in a marriage. There's no other way about it. And it can be dangerous to not work together. But a couple of things I want to reiterate. One, be sure to check out the blog. There's some awesome new posts going up there. Check me out on social media and shoot me an email if you have any questions. All of that can be found in the show notes. But thank you so much for listening. Please consider sharing with a friend or having a money talk with your spouse, especially after today's episode. If you're married and this episode helped you in any way, I'd love to hear like maybe some of your results or stories that come from the conversations you're able to have with a spouse. I'd love to start growing this podcast faster and faster. So if you'd be able to share with a friend, I would much appreciate it. Or just share one of my posts on Facebook so that other people can hear about the podcast, or share one of my reels on Instagram. But thank you so much for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.